This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to Money Control. This is Jerome Anthony and you're tuned in to the Market Podcast. Yes, it's Friday and I have with me Money Control editor Santosh Nair on the phone line, and he'll be telling us what really happened in the market this past week and what to look forward to in the upcoming week.
Hi and welcome to the show, Santosh.
Hi Jerome, pleasure to be here.
Yes, Santosh, so what were the developments this week in the market?
It was a truncated week, quite volatile. At the end of it, the Nifty and Sensex gained a little over 1% each. In sectoral indices, you had the Bank Nifty also climbing by about 1%. As far as mid-caps and small-caps are concerned, not much of action there. The mid-cap gained about 0.3% and the small-cap was down by 0.4%. So on the whole, much of the attention was centered around frontline stocks and banking sector stocks. Overall, foreign investors continue to be net sellers. They sold close to about 1200 crore worth of shares according to SEBI data. Equity mutual funds witnessed a net flow of about close to 6500 crore in September. While the numbers are positive, this is the lowest in the last 4 months. It appears that many investors used the rally in September to actually cut some of their positions which they were holding on to for a while.
Alright, Santosh, you just mentioned about banking stocks. So there were quite a few developments in the banking sector. Could you tell us a little about that as well?
So fair bit of volatility in the banking sector. Some of it could also have to do with pre-results buying. Analysts are of the view that some of the private sector banks could report good quarterly numbers. Well, overall, the sentiment for the sector is likely to remain cautious. In individual stocks, you had the RBI rejecting the application by Indiabulls Finance to merge Lakshmi Vilas Bank with itself. So you had selling pressure in both these stocks.
All right. Santosh, let's move on to the auto sector. There was quite a bit of slowdown there. Any improvement, any changes over the week, any developments there?
Well, the news from the auto sector isn't getting any better. September numbers were quite weak. In addition, most of the major companies, auto companies as well as auto component companies, are cutting down on production. It's a clear indication that demand isn't just picking up. According to numbers put out by SIAM, passenger vehicle sales were down close to about 24% year on year. Now this is the 11th consecutive month of decline. So the news in the auto sector is not getting any better. You're not seeing the stocks getting hammered, but at the same time, it's unlikely that investors will want to chase auto stocks at these levels.
Alright, Santosh, we will get to the Indian economy, but before that, let's talk a little about the earnings. Yes, Q2 numbers are coming in. What are we looking forward to, or what has happened? Could you tell us a little there?
Well, a few companies have reported their numbers. You had IndusInd Bank, TCS and Infosys reporting their numbers. Now, what usually happens is the companies which announced the numbers early on, mostly frontline tech stocks and private sector banks, the numbers out there are pretty decent, and same has been the trend this time also. So maybe the market shouldn't read too much into it. The big numbers will start coming out from next week. You have Hindustan Unilever, L&T Finance and HDFC Bank, Federal Bank among the key companies that will be announcing their numbers next week. On the whole, the second quarter numbers are likely to be subdued. In fact, rating agency CRISIL has said that the revenue growth may actually decline, and this is for the first time that it would be happening in 14 quarters.
All right, Santosh, could you tell us a little about what's happening on the economy front?
Well, things appear to be stable there, but if crude prices continue to inch up, then that could spell bad news for the rupee, and you could see that pressure getting transmitted to some of the key sectors in the economy. So much depends on how oil will do. Besides, there is this increasing concerns about the slowdown in the global economy, which was also flagged off by the newly appointed IMF chief. And she's also mentioned that in particular, India was among the countries which would feel the impact of the overall global slowdown. So for now, things are just about okay, but we'll have to watch crude prices closely, as well as the trade talks between US and China. So those will have a key bearing on sentiment in the days ahead.
Right, Santosh. And what are we looking forward to in the upcoming week?
Clearly, the focus will be on earnings. That's going to be the big trigger, at least for the next 3 weeks. You could again see crude prices and the trends in global markets having a key impact on sentiment. So these are some of the things that the market will be closely watching.
Thank you, Santosh. Thank you so much for these valuable updates.
Thanks, Jerome. Pleasure being here.
And now a word on a subscription product. Money Control Pro offers curated market data, independent equity analysis, exclusive trading recommendations, and actionable investment ideas to subscribers. In the Great Diwali discount offer, you can get access to Money Control Pro for as little as Rs. 289 for 1 year. Use code Diwali. For more information, check out the Money Control website or mobile app.
Well, that was Santosh Nair giving you all the updates of what transpired in the market this past week and what you can look forward to in the upcoming week. With this, we wrap this episode of the Market Podcast. In case you have any query and you want Santosh to answer to any of your questions, please do write to us on mcpodcast@nw18.com. I repeat, that's mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views, and updates, stay logged on to Money Control. Thank you for listening.